light therapy. Now, you've probably heard that it does nothing. It's just another trend, but people swear by it to improve their skin's appearance, as an example, saying it can reduce wrinkles, scars, redness, acne. However, the truth is that red light therapy has many potential benefits, but according to our experts, it hasn't been studied enough to back all of these supposed benefits, including treating chronic pain. We need to unpack this with physiotherapist and pain expert Melanie McAuliffe. How are you going?
Good morning, Kim.
Red light therapy, how does it work?
First of all, I love it. So we just need to unpack this a little bit so it makes a bit more sense. So light therapy just generally is known to influence cellular processes, okay? So it can affect neurological, physiological and psychological conditions. And how that works is that inside cells, there's things called chromophores. So they're little molecules that absorb light at particular wavelengths. And that's how we can see colours, because the colour that we see is the one that's not getting absorbed. Okay. So what happens is different tissues in your body absorb different lights. Okay. So, and tissues have a range of chromophores. So you've got like in melanin and hemoglobin and all different sort of things, and they absorb qualities at different tissues with different light ranges for different cells. And what we've found is that light, such as red light, can stimulate the function and metabolism of certain cells. And with red light therapy particularly, they're finding that it can stimulate mitochondria. Now, what mitochondria simply are the powerhouse inside cells that actually make it work and produce energy. So when they've been applying red light and it's been affecting mitochondria, they've actually found that it can increase its metabolism, which means that it can actually increase energy production and also increase the loss of waste products.
Wow.
Yeah.
And here's me thinking it's an alternative to Botox.
Exactly, because what it is being picked up by the beauty market, and they talk about particularly about the orange light therapy that you get after you get like skin treatments. But what they've found is that it does actually work. They're finding that but particularly with the orange one, that stimulates cells that are associated with an increased production of collagen and healing. But with the red light, so all these are just different wavelengths of light. So that's where you get like different colors and things like that. So they've found that with the red light therapy, particularly in my arena and the medical arena, they've found that it can help increase nutrient absorption. It can decrease oxidative stress, increases cell metabolism, and it increases the flux of inflammation. So it can actually reduce inflammation and increase healing. In fact, how the whole thing started was it was originally started by the discovery of low-level laser therapy back in 1967. And the guy that was working with this laser therapy actually just decided to see if it would increase or cause cancer in a couple of mice. So he shaved them, applied some red light therapy, and then next thing you know that their skin improved and they ended up with more fur and they were happier little mice afterwards.
Well, I don't need that on my face then. So that's 57 years ago. We haven't come very far, have we?
No, because it's you know, in areas of science, often it's just demand and, you know, sort of things like that that actually like make things more attractive to invest money. But when you think about it, so let's just like forget like even it's being red light therapy. Let's just talk about light therapy. There's some things that we do know is true. Absolutely. And people are more willing to accept, such as cold Tasmania at the moment, is things like seasonal affective disorder, the SADs.
Yep.
You know, when you don't get enough. Okay. But we know that light therapy works for that. And this, we're starting to hear about stuff about wearing, you know, blue light glasses to stop, and we're getting all the information about people going, oh, don't use your devices at night, don't do this. Well, the reason why is that stimulates exactly the thing, little light receptors, except they're called a slightly different name, in your optic nerve. So blue light stimulates the optic nerve, which then affects the brain, which then affects your circadian rhythm of sleeping. So we know that's on the blue light spectrum side of things. Then we've got a green light spectrum, and then we've got an orange light spectrum. But red light is fabulous for hearing. It is. There is a whole rainbow. And that's, you know, it even comes back to like the good old wives' tales. If you want to get better, what do? You go and sit in the sun if you're sick.
Yeah, go and get some sun. Isn't that? Yeah, that takes me back. Go and get some sun.
It's like good wives' tales. Yep.
Do you treat, you know, you mentioned inflammation. Do you use it in your clinic?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it has, what are the results like?
I've got one at home. The thing that's really interesting, and I haven't read anything on it, but if something is actually quite inflamed, when you apply this red light, often you have to apply it really quickly because people can sort of feel a burning sensation, because that's how quick this like behavior starts to, like the actual respiration, the change in the cell activity changes. If there's no inflammation there, you can hold that red light there, or little inflammation, sorry. You can have that red light there for a period of time. So what it does drop off pain levels, it does decrease inflammation. But you know, there's research coming out at the moment that, you know, if you apply it to a muscle area 3 hours before exercising, you'll actually get increased muscle production, like increased strength production and better output in whatever exercise you're going to act in. But there's certainly increased muscle healing and decreased inflammation. But there's information coming out now that, you know, certain applications also, if you do it to abdominal fat, they've done this once again in animal studies, that if those animals have actually got diabetes and they've got high blood glucose, just by applying the light to that area, now once again, this is in animal studies, that they actually decreases their blood glucose because it increases the function of cells to do a lot of what they're meant to be doing.
What a font of knowledge you are. Final question though.
Yeah.
Is it dangerous? You mentioned burning. This is not, we're not talking about UV. It's not the sort of tan, the stuff that it hits you in a tanning bed, is it?
No, it's not. But what will, particularly the stuff that they're doing at the moment are actually using LED lights. So you actually put your hand on it and it doesn't burn, okay, when you actually like put your hand on the device. So it's LED lights that are doing these wavelengths are the safe ones that they're doing all the research and stuff in, particularly at the moment. I mean, look, they've got brain anti-inflammatory ones that they're working to work on dementia and things like that, and they actually put a red light up your nostril. This is watch this space. It's exciting. It's really exciting work. So no, not made up. There is basis to this, but they've got to do a lot more research in this area.
Well, thanks for talking about it with us this morning. It's appreciated. Have a cracking week.
See you later.